This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Well, the United Nations Security Council is meeting to discuss the situation in Egypt. The Security Council member states are meeting behind closed doors now. The UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson is expected to deliver a briefing on the crisis in Egypt. The meeting was requested by council members, France, Britain and Australia after Egypt's military-backed interim government forces stormed two camps of supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in Cairo on Wednesday. The crackdown has left at least 638 people dead, 4,200 others sustained injuries. The Muslim Brotherhood has called for demonstrations after Friday prayers in response to the bloody crackdown. They took to the streets on Thursday as well after holding funerals for some of their martyrs. The Muslim Brotherhood now says police have taken over the Iman Mosque, where hundreds of bodies remain. Authorities haven't given permits for burials. The group's supporters have also torched the Giza Governorate building. In response to the Brotherhood's call for street actions on Friday, the anti-Morsi Tamarrud movement has called for rival demonstrations at the same time. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Karim Guanadin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now on the line from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, what are we expecting to come out of this Security Council meeting?
The situation is, as far as we know, the current situation in Egypt is being discussed now, or is set to be discussed, and the meeting will be headed by the deputy of the UN Security Council, and here regarding the internal reactions to the meeting that is being held. The Tamarrud movement has issued a statement saying or condemning the interference in Egypt's internal affairs, and this also comes as the U.S. President Barack Obama has given a speech saying that his administration is not taking sides. And as we speak now, sit-in that has been held in the Imam Mosque by the Muslim Brotherhood protesters, a mosque which is not far from Rabaa that has been evacuated by the security, the Ministry of Interior's special forces, and also the bodies are taken now as we speak in the ambulance cars to nearby hospitals, and also a forensic report will be issued about these bodies, and also the security forces and the special forces have asked the supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood and Mohamed Morsi, who are sitting in the mosque, planning to mourn their dead following the Friday prayers, were eventually hindered from doing that as the bodies were forcefully taken by the ambulance cars affiliated to the Ministry of Health.
Okay, Karim, thanks a lot for that. That was Karim Guanadin speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital, Cairo.